Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Hey, hey, it's a great day. I'm Mark Imperial, and welcome to the program. In this segment, we'll meet financial professional Gary Duell. Gary is a seasoned pro with decades of broad experience in financial services. He's evolved with his aging clientele and with amazing tech innovations. Gary has a fairly unique stance in the financial services industry, having voluntarily submitted to a fiduciary standard 9 years ago, and we'll ask him exactly what that means and why it's important. As a result, Gary is holistic, unbiased, and comprehensive in his mission to relieve the stress of planning for and living in retirement. Gary also writes the number two financial blog in the state of Oregon. Gary, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Gary, tell us about Duell Wealth Preservation and the types of clients that you serve.
Well, first, I just wanted to say that I do have the number two financial blog in Oregon, but there's probably only two of them in Oregon. So
it's still quite an accomplishment, I'm telling you.
That is. Well, as you mentioned, over the years, I've evolved into a holistic, independent, and transparent approach in dealing with my clients, primarily because I need to treat them as complete humans. You know, they're more than just a math problem. I voluntarily submitted to a fiduciary standard back in 2007, which says that I commit to putting my clients' interests ahead of my own or my firm's. As you've probably heard in the news, Wall Street is fighting a universal fiduciary standard tooth and nail. So I'm enjoying differentiating myself from that whole ethic. So as a result, we're holistic. We look at the whole person, and we use several tools to assess not only the financial condition of our clients, but also how they feel about life and themselves and their families and, you know, their future prospects. I'm independent. I'm not beholden to any particular company. So I have the full range of the market at my disposal. And I make every effort to be transparent. Every choice out there has pros and cons. And I think everyone is capable of understanding the positives as well as the negatives of the choices that they have. As far as clients, I deal with middle and high income individuals, couples, and business owners of all ages. Probably the type of person that is most attracted to my classes are pre- and post-retirees who have never developed a cash flow plan.
Gary, what do you feel are the biggest myths or misconceptions when it comes to retirement planning?
Probably the most current prevailing myth has to do with Social Security, that it's going bankrupt, that it's not going to be there for them, much less for their kids. And that's pretty much what you see in the press, that it's going to run out of money in 11, 12 years, which is absolutely not true.
Yeah, could you tell us more about that? What are the facts about that?
Well, sure. The Social Security trust funds are managed under the Department of the Treasury by a group of trustees. We currently have a $2.4 trillion surplus. That's a surplus. The trustees keep about $800,000 in cash to pay current benefits. And right now, enough tax revenue comes in that we're not even having to draw down the surplus. In fact, it's still growing. So under current trends, if no changes are made, we'll be able to pay out 100% benefits until 2075.
Well, that's good news.
So yeah.
Are there any other misconceptions or myths that you can think of that come up?
I think the next one that I see is that you see in the media all the time, you know, the financial entertainers, is that you can't retire unless you have at least $1 million. But it all depends on your budget and other sources of income. And most plans I review as, you know, giving a second opinion don't even take Social Security into account. But for the average couple, they will collect over $1 million during their lifetimes from Social Security. So most couples have an asset worth $1 million. So aside from those two big misconceptions that Social Security is going bankrupt and that you need $1 million to retire, there are some other issues that are confusing folks and I think scaring them away from consulting with a planner. I think part of it is that Wall Street is very powerful and have a vested interest in concealing how they operate, frankly.
Yeah, you'd imagine a lot of people are afraid of that.
Yeah, yeah. So you have probably seen in the news that the Department of Labor, you know, this is a boring topic, but I think it's important. Department of Labor is pursuing a universal fiduciary standard, which essentially says anyone who gives financial advice must put the client's interests first. Well, Wall Street and the insurance companies are fighting this tooth and nail for obvious reasons. Then they would have trouble selling their proprietary products unless they could say they are the best on the market. I think this misinformation is probably the most damaging, that people expect any financial professional to put their interests first, but in the majority of cases, that's not happening. A second thing is a lack of information about a fairly technical risk, which is called sequence of returns risk. And what this says is that, let's say you're going to live 20 years in retirement, and your broker says, well, I think I can get you an 8% average return over those 20 years. Well, that sounds pretty good. But what if on the day you retire, we have a repeat of 2001 to 2003, which was 3 years of double-digit losses? If you're losing money in your retirement account and drawing it down at the same time, you'll never recover from that. So even though you'll get an 8% average return, you could still run out of money. And finally, I think one rule of thumb that has been used for decades, the 4% rule, no longer applies. What the 4% rule says is that if you have a balanced portfolio of stocks and bonds and you only draw down 4% per year, then your money will last 30 years. Well, in a lot of cases, people can afford to draw down more, 4, 6, 10%. It just depends on their other guaranteed sources of income. So I think some people are anticipating an impoverished retirement when in fact they could live well and still not run out of funds.
Right on. So you mentioned a fear of Wall Street, for example. Is that like the biggest fear, or what would you say is the most common fear people have about their finances working with an advisor?
Well, I think trust is the number one issue, and a very tiny minority of advisors get way, way too much attention in the media. And I know I've been a little hard on Wall Street so far, but the vast majority of, you know, even stockbrokers do actually have their clients' best interest at heart. But on a weekly basis, you hear about a brand new Ponzi scheme where cash is collected by an advisor, you know, to the tune of millions and millions, and they don't actually invest it. They buy themselves yachts and vacation homes and breast implants. So,
Wow.
This tiny minority gets way overreported in the media. And, you know, the media likes to get a rise out of us because that bonds us to them and makes us read them more. But the perception is way skewed that things are worse than they really are.
Well, I can totally understand that because we have so much access to media today that all we're seeing, like, everything, when back in the day you didn't see nearly everything that was going on.
Yeah, and in fact, things are probably better than they've ever been as far as disclosure and transparency. And, you know, again, the internet has made that possible. You can find out just about anything about anybody. So if you're on the phone with your broker and he makes a claim, you can look it right up.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Probably the most powerful negative force is that people don't trust themselves. They don't trust their own judgment, either because they've gotten burned by somebody that they trusted implicitly, you know, like a good friend or someone they met at church. So they feel stupid or gullible, or they've made a big mistake and have withdrawn into their shell ever since. But everybody's made mistakes. And this fear of the unknown can be very destructive if it's causing you to procrastinate and not take what could be some very timely steps. So I find in general, clients want to know what's going to happen and they want some control over that process.
That makes a lot of sense. So what are some of the little known pitfalls or common mistakes that folks make when they're trying to do a comprehensive financial plan that you'd like to make people aware of?
Well, I have to confess, I actually contributed to this. We used to generate plans that were 50, 60 pages, and we handed folks a nice binder, which just ended up sitting on the shelf. So it's the GIGO principle, garbage in, garbage out. The plan looked nice, had color charts, but you know, what did it really mean? And did they ever understand it or follow it? Typical plans these days use what's called a Monte Carlo simulation, where you're given odds. Well, if you save this much and spend this much and can get this rate of return, then the odds are 90% that you will have enough money. Well, what if you're that remaining 10% that doesn't fit into the probabilities? These plans don't take into account all the pros and cons. I do. And my rule of thumb is that unless the worst case scenario we can design is acceptably managed, then we're not done.
Yeah, it's just good business. So, Gary, what inspired you personally to become an independent advisor?
Well, I got my MBA back in 1977. Revealing my age here, and went straight into a management training program with Farmers Insurance Group. You know, my goal was to, you know, be an executive, corporate executive. I had never even thought of being self-employed or even independent. But one day in 1981, my boss said something to me that convinced me I could no longer work there.
What's that?
She said, "You're fired." To be honest with you, Mark, I stole that from a Lee Child interview on NPR. But it is true. She did say, "Quit or get fired." We did not get along. So I'd like to say that initially I abandoned the corporate ladder and became a farmer's agent out of a passion for service. That did come later, but it was a new wife, mortgage, and a baby that was the primary motivator. But that was 1981. I've been self-employed ever since and have never looked back.
So, Gary, can you share a lesson that you learned early on that still impacts how you perform your service today?
Absolutely. And I feel really fortunate that I had great mentors when I got started. Primarily George Buchholz, whose agency I took over back in 1981. He constantly admonished us. He had a group of us that he took under his wing, but he constantly admonished us to read, reread, and read again every contract that we sold. "The devil is in the details," he said repeatedly. That served me well, because if we had relied just on the marketing department for our information, we probably would have gotten sued. But What I learned is that every policy, every contract, every financial product and service has pros and cons, and you've got to tell people about both sides. So I evolved very early into being very transparent and frank with people, rather than worrying about pleasing them all the time and making a sale.
Gary, what's one more thing that we may not have covered that you could share with someone who's wanting to feel more confident in their retirement?
I think the most important belief you can have, and I really believe this, is that you are capable of understanding the advice you're given. You are capable of understanding everything you need to know. So don't just give up and, you know, let yourself be worn down and agree to something that you don't understand. So you have a right to insist on evidence and understanding.
What about time commitment? People think that this takes a lot of time.
Well, you know, we're humans. The unknown is probably the scariest thing. So I don't think it's the cost of planning so much is people, you know, time is our most valuable commodity, and people are concerned about wasting it or being disappointed in the end result if they invest a lot of time.
Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Well, a good place to start would be to review my website, GaryDewell.com. There's a lot of resources on there. I would recommend also a good place to start is to attend one of my classes. It gives you a chance to get exposed to some information and to me, and also ask tough questions without feeling self-conscious about it, which might be hard face-to-face. So those registration links are on the website.
Would you give those the URL out for us?
It's GaryDewell.com. That's G-A-R-Y, D as in David, U-E-L-L.com.
That's terrific. Hey, Gary, I really appreciate you taking the time to share with us on the program today, and I wish you continued success for you and all of your clients.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, this is Mark Imperial. Make it a remarkable week. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.